On average, public schools nationwide spent $10,500 per student in 2009. Wisconsin spent about $11,000, placing it roughly in the top third of states. However, John Johnson, Director of Education Services at the State Department of Public Instruction, says Wisconsin's ranking has been sliding since revenue control caps were enacted in the 1990s.
We've had revenue caps for 18 years. Schools have been cutting expenses and spending for 18 years. When you look at the census reports from 10 years before, Wisconsin was 12th in the nation. Now Wisconsin is 19th in terms of revenue supporting students. Wisconsin is almost at the national average at this point, whereas Wisconsin was always considered a state that put a lot of resources into K-12 education.
On top of limits on how much revenue a district can raise on a per-student basis, the legislature is now weighing a budget cut of nearly $800 million to education. Johnson says there's no way to predict how that'll affect per-student spending in Wisconsin, only that the revenue caps and cuts will have a big impact.
Less money for classrooms and class sizes either go up or different education opportunities are shrunk, such as art or music or advanced placement classes, physical education classes. Those are the types of things that school administrators in a survey in the last month said will be on the chopping block due to budget cuts.
Johnson cites census data that shows Wisconsin has also slipped in teacher salaries. 10 years ago, the state ranked 11th, but now places at 22nd. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.